It's very annoying at this stage now, because I'm building my dreams on this. Like.
That's James Brown of Ziggy's Bar on South Main Street, who says the event centre saga is dragging on too long and he's once again facing the real prospect of closure.
If this happens, I'm very, very disappointed. I could shut up shop here in the next year, because I'm struggling at the moment. I'm struggling to keep them doors open. I actually closed my doors 4 years ago. When I heard this was happening, I reopened my doors again, because it was supposed to start November that year, and still waiting 4 years later. And we had the Taoiseach doing the turning of the side. It is very annoying, frustrating, but like it could mean me closing my doors.
And he isn't the only one frustrated. Other traders in the vicinity of the planned site say they've had enough. Tim Mulcahy from the Chicken Inn says he's struggling to understand how there's so many difficulties.
The appetite is there, the funding is there, and the will is there. I just can't understand where all the excuses keep coming from.
Alex Bruce of recently opened Soma Coffee says the event centre would ensure their longevity.
Like, we're just here a year. Recently things are going well, but it would definitely help a lot.
Others are remaining hopeful, such as Sean Daly of the Raven Bar.
Something kind of once a month or every weekend would be amazing. We all saw how much Ed Sheeran brought to the city, you know. My hope would be to see it definitely in the next 12 to 18 months.
Meanwhile, Phil Ryan from Brick Lane Bar says the venue would boost trade for many businesses, but he's not holding his breath.
Hopefully it will go ahead sometime soon, because it'd be a great windfall. Even when Live in the Marquee is on down here, we see a load of people coming in. Frustration has been there for a long time now. We're not going to hold our breath, we can just hope.
No decision has been issued as yet from central government on an application for additional state funding. However, BAM have reaffirmed their commitment to the long-awaited project. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News in the city centre.